for Jamie. You were always the quiet one, Jamie, in old photographs and videos of birthdays, Christmases, and other family gatherings. You were the silent observer, musing in the background as cousins play and argue. More often you were seen with the adults as a fair-skinned toddler or freckled teen. Settling on the right words to honour and remember you is like that childhood game of blowing bubbles in the garden, trying to catch and hold those delicate spheres, reflecting the sunlight as they drift and multiply. There's a photo of you as a baby in your christening gown that can break a heart. A white woolen gown with blue satin ribbon your grandmother made, in which your mother lovingly dressed and adored you that day. Another of you in oversized shirt, walking with an older cousin at Mount Remarkable on your way to the summit, framed by tall gum trees that have stood watch on that slope for 100 years. There are endless photos, but they cannot hold the young man you were or might become. At birth, you were a healthy weight, promising a hearty life. No one imagined that a few lumps under your skin could cut life short at 21. We never knew such helplessness as on that final afternoon, gathered around your hospital bed to say our goodbyes. None could protect you or bring you back, only hold your hand or stroke your arm and hope you would pass easily or miraculously turn back from the coma in which you journeyed with your iPod, your favourite music carrying you away. At best, you were not alone, and we can only hope you felt that tender, loving presence travelling with you. A bottle of Coke, your signature drink, held all your friends' hopes, signed with names and wishes, more practical and convincing than a get-well card. But now, a terrible irony. You were expected to survive. It is impossible to believe that you won't come home to charm us all with your wit and your music. Outside the sterile unreality of the ICU, in crowded city streets, we want to shout at the sky, too bright and too blue, and still the bustling bodies hurrying on to their destinations. Stop the overly noisy, impatient traffic. It's not fair. It is never fair. And we are not alone in our declarations of despair. You were always the quiet one, Jamie. And now the silence is deafening.